There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. I'm delighted to spend the next hour with USAPrepares.com instructor, Len Pence. GardeningRevolution.com. GardeningRevolution.com. Len Pence has been with us on the air many times. He comes to the meetups. He's been to every one of our Get Prepared Expos. This will be Expo number 7. You get a chance to meet him in person, have dinner with him, have lunch with him. He'll be at the banquet dinners. You'll be able to go to his seminars. And let me tell you just a little bit about his seminars. Now, I have planned most expos to speak at the Get Prepared Expo. I put myself right on the calendar, right in the schedule. And Len Pence has so many people in his seminars that they ask, they say, hey, I couldn't get in. It was standing room only, and I still couldn't get in. Can we have him again? I go, yeah, we can do that. I know a guy who's going to give up his seminar so that you can see Len Pence. So I give up my seminar, my slot, so Len Pence can speak. That's how good Len Pence's seminar is. Len, it's delightful to have you on the broadcast with me.
Welcome. Well, glad to be here, Vince. I'm looking forward to our new venture out there at the Cowan Center. And we should have a good crowd.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And by the way, for those who are new to our broadcast, Len Pence has a radio show in Springfield, Missouri. And he broadcasts on a very powerful AM station that covers a wide area. And you're on the same radio station as Rush Limbaugh. And you do a good job. People love you. So I'm so glad you're here. Len, you know, your specialty is taking a small area and turning it into a garden that just grows more food per square inch than just about any garden on the planet, right?
That's right. We can get 4 to 5 times the amount of produce that you will get out of the same space digging in the dirt in a dirt garden. It's that much more productive. And it'll be the highest nutrients and best taste you've ever had, with about 5% of the work.
Okay, so I mean, those are all pluses, and so if you know, Len, a lot of people have tried gardening, and they make a lot of mistakes. You know, one mistake that I have seen over and over and over again, and this goes all the way back to the 1960s. People will put their garden in the back corner of their property. They'll say, well, there's an area that, you know, it won't mess up, you know, badminton. It won't mess up playing in the yard, so we'll put it out of the way. It's so far out of the way that nobody goes there. Nobody goes there to water it. Nobody goes there to pay attention to it. And maybe they don't even pay attention to, does it get any sun? And that's absolutely required. So There are some considerations about where you put your garden, how close the garden is to your access, and if it let's just assume your garden is going to be successful. Let's make that assumption. If your garden is successful, you're going to be carrying food out of your garden. So why not make it closer so you don't have to carry it so far? What do you think, Vince?
There's two reasons why you should watch the where you put that garden. Number one, you're right on target. if mama's cooking, she don't want to walk 2 football fields away to get an onion.
Right.
But the second reason is you need to put it as close to your back door for that reason. And the real reason is you got to keep an eye on your garden. That's your life support when the trucks quit running. You've got to have a sustainable food source. And it's that garden. Now then, you've got food, nobody else does. You put it up close where you can, in military terms, put it in your field of fire as close to the house as you can get it.
Mm-hmm. Len, you've been talking about growing gardens in your classroom at your farm for years. And my understanding is that and I've been to your classroom. I've been to your canning operation. I've seen the results of your system. It absolutely works. What do your students think about the technique compared to what they've been taught previously? And then after you tell us that, let's get into the technique.
Okay. I get calls virtually every day, people thanking me for introducing this type of garden. Mm-hmm. Our society today has gotten so busy that people don't have time to go out and spend hours every evening hoeing weeds and things. Mm-hmm. And with this system, of course, we don't have any weeds because we don't plant them.
Mm-hmm. And you know that.
That's one of the big deals, you know. They can grow all this food, have wonderful, nourishing food that far exceeds anything you can even attempt to buy in a store.
Mm-hmm.
And no weeds. So, you know, the Amish are my biggest customers. They took one look at this about 10 or 11 years ago when I first started. And boing, a light bulb come on in their brain, and they thought, man, all the time we're spending out there hoeing in that garden, we could be doing something else with this. And they mm-hmm. buy it by the truckload.
Mm-hmm.
We started teaching this 11 years ago. Didn't intend to teach it. I built my garden because one day I was sitting in a meeting up at Langley at CIA headquarters. And we all decided, hey, this country's not in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
So I came back to Springfield, and we had a big home here. We had 5 bedrooms and 4 baths and 3 living areas and everything that 2 people need. And told my wife, we got to get out of Dodge. So we looked for 3 years and found this place out here on top of the Ozark Mountain, remote. With one way in and out, I picked the high ground, and we started building beds so that when this thing crashes on us, which it looks like it could do any time, that our 5 kids would have a place to come home to and food to eat.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I did not intend for anyone to know where I was or what I was doing. And then one day, they caught me downtown buying more stuff, and the head agronomist asked me what I was doing out there, and I said, you can come out and look, but you can't tell anybody. If you do, I have to shoot you. So he came out and looked, said, I never saw anything like it. He said, I've got a radio show, KWTO, in Springfield, same one I broadcast on now every Wednesday. And he said, got an hour show, said, come on and just talk about what you're doing, and we won't tell anybody where you're at. I said, okay. So I went down, and we started the show, and people started calling in. How can we do that? How can we do that? And about 40 minutes into the show, someone reached down, hit me in the head with a ball bat, said, I gave you this knowledge, now share it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, yes, sir. And I opened my mouth and said, Bill, I'm going to teach classes. I had never mm-hmm. even thought about teaching classes. When that happened, the switchboard jammed. We signed up 67 people for classes during that hour show. And now we're shipping stuff all over the United States, and missionaries have taken it into 7 foreign countries. So that's how it all started. People love it. And right now I don't do, other than the radio show, I do no advertising, and except have booths that, you know, like you're getting ready to put up there. And that's the best advertising in the world. That's a good group of people that will be coming to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Len, did I exaggerate when I said that that your seminar is wall-to-wall packed, standing room only?
It always has been. Every place I've ever spoken, it's standing room only, and then overflow, you know, from there.
Yep.
People are interested, and they're just absolutely dumbfounded. I've got a truck coming in about 11:30 today to load out for Oklahoma. A county down there is buying 70 beds, and I have a county up in Illinois that's got a lot of beds, and they hire their handicapped people to work them, and they pay them for it. Then they let them take that money and buy the vegetables to take home. Mm-hmm. So they're feeding them, and everybody's happy. Got a hospital that bought 13 beds just to feed their staff with, so that their staff would stay healthy. It's amazing. Vince, I think the biggest compliment I ever had, I got a call from a lady in Georgia, and she said, "Len, I want to talk to you about using your gardening method with my blind, deaf students." And I thought, "Now, wait a minute. They can't see. They can't hear, and they want a garden?" I said, "I don't see how that would be possible." She said, "I just got off the phone with the Helen Keller Institute in New York City. They are using your method, and you come highly recommended." I said, "Well, how are they doing it?" She said, "They're planting aromatic herbs in different parts of the garden, and the kids can navigate it."
Awesome. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
One of the guys who is planning to be at the Get Prepared Expo, his name is Sam Bushman, and he was blind from birth. He is absolutely brilliant. As a matter of fact, this broadcast is carried on his network on a tape delay Monday through Friday, 2 hours. He has senses, he has abilities that are far beyond just about everybody. So it's wonderful to see that this technique is being used, and that means that everybody can do it. Everybody, top to bottom, left to right.
Yeah,
well, Len,
we have a lot of people coming through here in wheelchairs and little motorized scooters.
You talk about beds. Now, we're not talking about beds you sleep in. We're talking about gardening beds. When we come back, we're going to tell you the size that you should consider making your raised bed garden. We're going to tell you the dimensions. We're going to talk about pH. We're going to talk about amendments. We're going to talk about what to plant and what to expect and how much you should plant to feed your family. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollies for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Len Pence is with us, and we're talking about survival gardening. And we're going to describe exactly how to build these gardens. Len, you talk about beds, and we're talking about raised bed gardening. And one of the things that I'd like to tell everybody that when you build a raised bed garden, don't use railroad ties. They've been treated with creosote. Don't use pressure-treated lumber. It's been treated with chemicals that you do not want to ingest. So you're going to need to build them out of something else. And Len's going to tell us what they need to be built with, and he's going to tell us the size of them and the number of them and why. And this is really, really brilliant information. If you follow this prescription, you will probably have an awesome garden. So, Len, let's start with the size. How big is the garden?
The standard bed that we use for measurement is a 4-foot by 16-foot, Vince, and that's inside planting dimensions. And we build these out of concrete blocks. There are several reasons for that. Number one, they're easy to work with. We don't mortar them. We just stack them 2 blocks high, which gives us 16 inches depth to plant our stuff in. And there's nothing in them to leach out to hurt you in any way. So that's what we start with. And it takes 64 concrete blocks to build a 4-by-16-foot bed. You can figure on food production about 1.5 beds per person, and that will feed you. Now, you need to think about building them larger than that, because when this thing hits the fan, food is going to be number one, and you need bartering equipment, and you can't get anything better than having food. So that's what we start with, the 4-by-16. Now, all your seed packets tell you the same thing, does best in loose, well-drained soil. That's not the dirt in most areas. So I come up with a formula of using cotton burr compost, rice hulls, and peat moss. And when you mix them at the right ratio, you will end up with a pH of 7, which is right where you want to be. And these beds are loose enough that I can go out there right now and stick my hand clear to the bottom of the bed and pull out a potato. There, it's that loose. Then we feed these beds with a product that we call essential elements. Actually, it's all made from plants. Everything in the bed is made from plants. And the essential elements actually turned out to be a 5-5-5 organic fertilizer. But the key to it is that they contain about 42 trace elements, iron, zinc, manganese, copper, sulfur, boron, and so forth. So that basically is what we mix and what we put in. And we don't do rows anymore. You never step in your bed. They're 4 foot wide, and you can sit on the edge of those two concrete blocks and reach over 2 feet and work your bed for planting or harvesting or whatever. So that basically is what we do.
So, Len, let's recap this because, you know, it's worth repeating. The beds are 4 feet wide, inside dimensions.
Yes.
And the reason I'm saying that is you really can reach from the side of the bed. You can just kind of sit on the edge of the bed and reach anywhere in the bed and without stepping on it. So you're not compressing the soil. You're not damaging the roots. You're using concrete blocks, and you can loosely stack them. If you want, you can mortar, you know, every few blocks, you know, just to hold it together, if you want to, but you don't even have to do that. And then, Len, you've got this spacing where you can make a hoop house out of it. You can take some PVC pipe and put it between in the cores of the blocks and make hoops and then apply plastic to that to protect your garden from whatever's in the sky, these chemicals that are sprayed, you know, the aluminum and the barium and so forth. You can protect your plants if you want to do that also. Correct.
It would even protect them from fallout due to, one of our plants blowing up or whatever. But yes, and you just touched on something there with the hoops. So many people think gardening is just plant it in the spring and harvest it in early summer, and that's it for the year. And that is way off the target. This is a year-round food source.
Let's talk more about that when we come back with Len Pence, GardeningRevolution.com. And you can meet him at the expo.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I'm delighted to be on the air with Len Pence, GardeningRevolution.com. His gardening system actually works. I mean, it really, really works. And if you were to get a weed or two, which is very, very rare, you can pick them out with your fingers. Literally. I'm not talking, you don't need tools. You can literally, with your thumb and forefinger, you can just gently pull out a weed if it were to happen. But if you follow the system, you won't have weeds. And we've been talking about year-round gardening. And so the plan is to build this 4 foot wide inside dimension by 16 foot raised bed out of concrete blocks. You can stagger the blocks so that the structure is stronger. And you can insert, every maybe 4 feet or so, a piece of PVC pipe inside the blocks, and you can put some dirt in there to hold it, or you could add concrete mix and make a hole with this piece of pipe so you can put a hoop over the garden, and you can attach your plastic to that, and then you can have year-round gardening. Len Pence, can you tell us, you talked about the pH. Some of the secrets are composting, right? So going forward for next year, how do we amend the soil so it has the nutrients to grow with the same yield of growing this year?
Well, that's a very, very important question, Vince. A lot of people don't even think about what's going to happen when the trucks quit running. And that's what's going to happen, of course, when we lose our power grid due to a cyber attack. Now, if the trucks aren't running, everything they've got came to them by truck. So nothing is moving. They can't come and get this stuff. I don't even have this stuff. At that point, everybody will have bought it all. But you don't need me. You don't need anybody. All you've got to do is learn to compost. Composting dry leaves crumbled up. The dry leaves contain 80% of the nutrients that your plants need. Now, throw in a couple of cow chips, which we normally wouldn't use. But we're in survival mode now, and the cow chips and the dried leaves become the brown part of your compost. Now you put 3 parts green to 1 part brown and stir it every day or every so often, and it'll heat up to 160 degrees and break down in a compost tumbler. It'll break down in about 2 weeks in the summertime. And you add that to your bed. The 160 degrees kills all the weed seeds that was in the cow patties you tossed in. It also kills all the pathogens. No more E. coli or salmonella to worry about. And all you have to do is add 2 or 3 inches of that to your top of your garden each year, and you're home free. You don't need me or anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It is a sustainable survival garden.
Len Pence, when you say 3 parts green to 1 part brown, the 1 part would be the cow chips. And,
well, your ground up leaves and the cow chips. That's the brown part.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, by the way, dry cow chips.
Mm-hmm.
don't go out barefooted. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
And the green part is your bean vines, your leaves off your cabbage and lettuce and stuff. Anything green like that. And that's what you mix. And that 3 parts green to 1 part of your brown will start the works going. And you'll come up with some real good stuff in just a very short period of time and add 2 or 3 inches to your bed, and that's all you need.
There you go. Now, this cow chips, can we replace the cow chips? And we're talking about cow manure, class. And you can, if you have some, you can spread it out and have it decompose faster. You can use horse manure, goat manure, and what about chicken manure?
Well, let's back up. I don't like to use horse. The urine in it's going to mess up your pH of your garden. Mm-hmm. I use sheep is best, mm-hmm. and then cow, and mm-hmm. then goats and rabbits. I don't use, you could use very lightly, and I mean real lightly, chicken. But chicken is high in nitrogen, it's too hot, and you don't need that much nitrogen in your garden. You need more phosphorus and potash.
Yeah, and the reason I mention those things is that, you know, we may not be able to have cow manure. Not everybody has cows. They're, you know, they require some fencing, and they're a different animal to raise than a smaller animal. And some people may have horses, Len, because they may have that plan B to get around.
Well, if they have horses, they need to put it in a separate pile and leave it for 3 or 4 years, and then they can use it.
There you go. Okay, we've got Kyle from Montana. Kyle, you're on with Len Pence and me, Vin Finelli. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Vince, and I wanted to thank you on the air for sending me that nitro. But I had a question for him.
Kyle, you broke up. I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
I was just wanting to thank you for sending that Nitro Extreme. That's helping. and my wife. We're going to keep using it and see what kind of long-term effects it has, but I just wanted to thank you very much.
You're certainly welcome.
But I had a question for him. Does, when he builds his bed, do you put anything in the bottom of that bed? I don't know if I missed that or not, but do you put, like, Weed Be Gone or cardboard or something in the bottom of the bed to keep, like, we have quaggrass out here, and that stuff will just grow right up through anything and everything. You know, you got roots that are 8 feet long sometimes. I'm just wondering, how do you keep things from growing, like, on the outside of the bed through and into the bed?
Okay. Yes, we do. The first thing, actually, that you would put down is if you have moles, and a lot of people have moles or vols, and you'll need to put down half-inch square cloth. That's galvanized cloth, just under the growing area. You don't have to go up, out under the blocks with it, just under the 4x16 area. Then on top of that, and extending out about 3 or 4 feet all the way around the beds, you put your landscape mat. If you can't get it big enough for one piece, then buy a 4-foot roll and overlap it a foot. But we put that down, and then we build our bed on top of that. The only problem you will have will be with Bermuda grass. And if you do that, then it's a whole new ball game, and we'll have to go into something else for that. But that's basically what you would do up in your area. You don't have Bermuda up there.
No, that's true. Now this the landscape mat you're talking about, is that kind of a rubberized?
No, it's a cloth, and okay. All the gardening places have it. And
okay,
just in a big roll, and it's a cloth that you can breathe through, or water and air can go through it, but weeds and grass can't come up through it.
Okay.
Kyle, you can think of this like window screening. Typically, it's black, it's flexible, it's lightweight, and water will go right through it. But the weeds have a tough time coming up through it. And one of the things that, Len, we should probably address is the reason that you want to expand the area beyond the outside of the blocks is so that weeds can't jump into the garden. And if you mow your lawn, you certainly don't want, if your lawn is around the garden, you certainly don't want the discharge chute aiming at the garden.
You mow counterclockwise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You mow counterclockwise so the discharge chute sends the grass away from the garden. Because in those grass clippings may be seeds that you will have to deal with later. So if you follow this prescription of keeping the raised bed garden about 3 feet clear of grass from the outside of the blocks, and you mow your lawn counterclockwise, and you don't put grass clippings in the garden, you won't have weeds.
One thing, Vince, that I have found living where I do is that we do that keeps the weeds down really well is we'll find carpet at the dump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can just pick that up, and we put two layers of that down. And, my goodness, it's done a great job so far. It's been like we've been doing it now for, 5 or 6 years. I just happened to think about it when I saw all this carpet being thrown away. And, you know, you don't care what kind of condition it's in as long as it's, you know, in one piece. And we put the carpet down, two layers of it, and it's worked real well.
Okay, let me say something about that. That will work, but what chemicals are in the base of that carpet and in the fibers and the colors and what's it been treated with, that's what I would be concerned about there.
Okay.
Kyle, let me address that. In Virginia, there was a textile plant. And I was talking to the editor of a newspaper there, and he said, yeah, when we were children, we'd play in the stream, downstream from that textile plant, and whenever they used that red dye, we could go and pick out the mercury out of the creeks and streams. They could pick out mercury, literally pick out, you know, that silvery metal mercury out of the streams and collect it as a result of the process of dyeing carpets and textiles red. So Len Pence has an absolutely important point that he's made about we don't know what chemicals are used. And that's that's why I haven't used, I don't even use newspapers. Now, I've heard people say, yeah, you can use newspapers, but where did the paper come from? Is it used from cardboard? And cardboard, you just can put cardboard down. Well, I haven't used that either because the cardboard, I don't know where it came from. What was in the cardboard box that leached into the cardboard box before it was recycled 3, 4, and 5 times to become this new cardboard box that I might put down in my garden, which would cause the plants to uptake whatever that was, and then ultimately we would consume it. So we are really, really careful about what we put in the garden, and I've got to tell you, I really like Len Pence's solution with this landscaping fabric. So just my thoughts. Kyle, did you have something else?
No, thank you. This is really, really good. I never thought about that.
Hey, thanks. Kyle, I hope we're going to get a chance to see you at the expo. I got a lot of calls asking about you, and I'm not kidding. Len Pence and I'll be right back.
Thanks, Ben.
You're welcome.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-467-5019. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-467-5019. That's 1-800-467-5019. Call 1-800-467-5019.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why?
Oh
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
DC for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, just a short announcement during the last segment. We've got a meetup on Monday at Jimmy's Egg. We're going to be showing a movie about fluoride. It will change your life. You'll need to watch this. You're all invited, unless, of course, you're a politician. And that's at Jimmy's Egg at 4:45 to 8 o'clock on Monday. Also, we're going to be talking about the Bob Estep situation, and we're all going to a meeting at the Alderman's meeting at City Hall on Tuesday. And if you'd like to go to that, that's 6:30 in Sparta, Missouri. Len Pence, we have Rich from Montana. Rich, I wanted to thank you. I received a DVD about your lifestyle, how you live, off the grid, and it was absolutely fabulous. Mrs. Finelli and I watched it last night, and we were riveted to the screen. I'm not kidding. It was really, really well done. And it shows, you know, the hunting, the fishing, the alternative energy, and the relaxed environment that a person could live if they choose to do what you've done, jump off the corporate ladder and move to the middle of nowhere. So welcome, Rich Sheehan. Thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you, Vince. I really appreciate that. And Len, really good information you're giving today. And I know time is short, but I think what you're doing is definitely a community service, because I think most people should have at least a little plot of ground in their backyard, even if they live in suburban America, and try to get away from the GMO foods and take in a lot of the control of their vitamins, minerals, and especially enzymes, which most people are not even aware of. So kudos to you.
Well, thank you. I'd like to see your DVD. As a matter of fact, I have a 4-disc set. I'll swap you.
Oh, sounds good. Sounds good. Yeah. You can go to my website, offgridmontana.com, and see some information about the book and how some of the messages in the book and how we live. But I'm a huge proponent of heirloom seeds, open pollinated.
Absolutely.
You know, I just read an article, Lynn, just a matter of days ago, where 96% of the Monsanto shareholders don't want the GMO ingredients to be exposed. So we're at the point that dollars trump people's health, and we need to do something about that and be proactive.
Well, we passed that point a long time ago, unfortunately. And right now, they've got a problem with Monsanto. The weeds have developed an immunity to Roundup, so they are building a new class of vegetables and wheat and so forth that will withstand a stronger chemical. Mm-hmm. And the stronger chemical they're planning on using is 2,4-D, 2,4-5-T, better known as Agent Orange. And that's what people are going to be eating if they don't grow it themselves.
Well, they can already put bacteria, antibiotics, and herbicides like Roundup in the plants and seeds. And cancer rates are what people are dying of cancer by the rate of one out of two of us. In other words, 50%. Where in 1900, it was one out of 60. So I hope people are waking up. I believe they are. And, again, I congratulate you on what you're doing as a community service for our nation. And I know you only have a few minutes left in your show. I tried to get through earlier, Vince. I could not do that. So I'll let you guys finish up. Lynn, congratulations. Vince, thank you for the kudos on the DVD. I really appreciate it, buddy. Tell Sandy thank you as well. And we'll be talking to you later.
Rich, thanks so much.
Okay, they can get more information if they will go to my website, gardening, with an I-N-G, gardeningrevolution.com. And it'll be amazing, the pictures and things you'll see there. Most people, of course, like to raise the tomatoes in the garden, and the record amount of tomatoes with my growing method is helped by a gentleman down in Arkansas. Vince, he got 274 pounds from one plant.
You know, Len, it sounds like you're making these wild claims. Class, I have a business card of Len's. He's on a ladder, and he can't reach the top of a plant, literally over 16 feet tall. Class, if you want to experience the knowledge, the learning about how to do this, the Get Prepared Expo. And that's the last weekend in March. Tickets are available right now on the website, usapreparedness.com. Click on the shop tab. And you can have dinner with Len Pence. Go to his seminars and talk to him in person about how to do it. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Len, thanks so much.
Getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.